"'Twas the Night Before Christmas" by Clement Clark Moore. Read by Marty. "'Twas the Night Before Christmas, when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. And Ma in her kerchief, and I in my cap, had just settled down for a long winter's nap, when out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters and threw up the sash. What the fuck is that?
Hey, hold it right there, asshole. Put down the bag.
Ho, ho, ho.
The fuck do you think you know? Oh, hell no. Those are my cookies.
Oh.
All right, asshole. Let's see who you are. Oh, no. Oh, fuck, no. What did I do? Oh, my God, it's Santa. Fuck! All right. Calm down. Just relax. What would Mark Wahlberg do? Why, he wouldn't have fucking pledged Santa with a baseball bat. That's what. Oh, fuck, there's so much blood! What's this? A puppy? He brought me a puppy? Oh, fuck, I'm going straight to hell. Fuck! All right, okay. What do I do? Fuck, you're heavy. I guess you're not going out the front door. Fuck. All right, big boy, back in the fireplace. Ah, shit, this is so bad. Fuck. All right, matches. All right, there we go. Santa, I am so fucking sorry. Okay, good fire. Good clean fire, cleansing fire. It'd be like it never happened. Oh my God. Oh, God, that smells so awful. Oh, it's like burning hair, spare ribs, and peppermint. Fuck. Oh, shit, the fucking reindeer! God damn it! Oh, shit. Oh, no.
Breast of the new fallen snow gave a luster of midday to objects below, when what to my wondering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer, with a little old driver so lively and quick I knew in a moment it must be Saint Nick. More rapid than eagles his coursers they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer, now Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donner and Blitzen, to the top of the porch, to the top of the wall, now dash away all. As the dry leaves that before the wild hurricane fly, when they meet with an obstacle, mount to the sky, so up to the housetop the coursers they flew, with the sleigh full of toys and Saint Nicholas too. And then, in a twinkling, I heard on the roof the brats are goodbying in each little hoop. And I drew in my hand. I was turning around. Down the chimney, St. Nicholas came. The bound. He was dressed all in fur from his head to his foot. And his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. And a bundle of noise he had flung on his back. And he looked like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled. His dimples, how merry. His cheeks were like roses. His nose like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow. And the beard on his chin as white as the snow. The stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth. And the smoke it encircled his...
The smoke. There's so much smoke.
There was so much smoke. It circled his head like a wreath. And he had a broad face and a little round belly, and it shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work and filled all his stockings and turned with a jerk. And laying his finger aside of his nose and giving a nod up the chimney he rose. He sprang to his sleigh, to his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim ere he drove out of sight, "Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night." Mm-hmm.